Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks, Blog Talk Radio. We were having some technical difficulties. Give me just 1 second. I just want to make sure everybody can get on. And y'all be praying, because we know that the enemy is busy, but that's okay. Everything always works out for the good of God. Even if you guys can't log on, we're still going to go ahead with the show. I got one of my girls, Jen, is inboxing me now. She's like, okay, you're not on. And so Jen is one of those awesome people, also women of God, who just try to keep up with the show. So I pray that you guys can get on. I'm going to go ahead and start, because we do have a 30-minute segment that we have to be obedient to. So even if you can't hear me, you'll be able to go back and hear the recording. So we're going to go ahead and start praying. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, we honor you, and we praise you. We give you glory, Father God. We thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. God, we thank you for the opportunity. So we just bless your name, God. So as we go forth, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you just open up the airway so that people can hear what the word has to say. So I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for the opportunity to serve. I ask that you move by your spirit in this hour, and just do what it is that you need to do, Lord God. I pray that those who come behind, who can't log in, will just have the opportunity to go by, go back and just hear the recording, God. So I thank you, Father, in advance. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So the Lord has been giving me some downloads about this particular segment. And so I want to thank God that he is downloading in me what it is that we are going to discuss today. So as you can see, I'm just trying to deal with this. Wow. But God's going to have his way. So now, let's go ahead and take a look at take a look at Galatians 5, and we're going to start, 22? We're going to start with Galatians 5, yes, and 22. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit, and I'm coming from the King James Version this time. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith 23 says meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And then he goes on to say, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. And so I was asking God, you know, it's just so much that's going on in this hour right now. So God says he wants us to be able to look at ourselves. You guys, give me just one moment here. Okay, so he wants us to look at ourselves and see what kind of fruit are we bearing. And he wants us to take evaluation of everyone, of ourselves. He wants everyone to take evaluation of ourselves and just kind of see what kind of fruit are we bearing. What kind of fruit are we bearing? Are we exemplifying love? Are we exemplifying joy? Are we exemplifying peace? Are we exemplifying long suffering? Are we dealing with the long suffering? Sometimes God allows things to happen in our lives Sometimes it's not always what we want to deal with, but sometimes it's not everything, the things that we want to face. Sometimes, you know, and basically long-suffering means having or showing patience in spite of troubles, especially those caused by other people. Now, the thing with long-suffering is this, you know, when we were, before we got quote-unquote saved, we went through a lot. We took people, our loved ones, our family, our friends, we took them through a whole lot of mess while we were working our way, you know, doing our thing in the world. And so a lot of those people had, you know, compassion for us. They dealt with it. They put up with it with us. And so now it's our turn to have that kind of fruit of the Spirit that dwells in us, that long-suffering. And I must say, with me, it's not just long-suffering. When I'm dealing with, you know, folks like that, it's long-suffering. And so, yeah, we have to remember. I mean, I hear some people say, if my grandmother hadn't prayed for me, or thank you for the prayers that my grandmama sent up for me, that is so very true, because I know that my grandmothers, both my grandmothers, Grandma Beerla, Mumbrella, and Mama Lane, we call her Lala, yes, they prayed for this sister right here. And so we thank God for the grandparents. I mean, my mom prayed for me, of course, you know, but it's something about the grandmothers, you know what I mean? They get it in. And so we thank God for the prayers that the grandmothers sent up to God on our behalf. And so what God wants to know is, in this hour we're living in, it's a craziness going on. I mean, folks are just doing all type of things. I mean, it's all kind of stuff going on in the government, all kinds of stuff going on in the homes, in the families. Yeah, and it's also a whole lot of stuff is going on in ministry. But God wants us to keep our mind, keep our focus on Him. I had this thing, This something dropped in my spirit today right before the broadcasting, and it kind of threw me for a loop a little bit. And, you know, and we get so caught up sometimes, we make ourselves seem like, you know, we don't deal with certain things, and we don't go through certain things. We don't go through that, you know, a little time of discouragement, or we don't get sick. I mean, you know, and we do that, and that's not good, because it sends off the signal to those who are not saved. It sends a signal off to them saying that, okay, when you accept Jesus Christ, nothing is going to happen to you. You know what I mean? And you're never going to go through anything. That's so not true. And we need to stop. You know, we need to allow the people to see. You know, yes, we go through things. Yes, we deal with things, you know, but because of Jesus Christ and us giving our lives to Him, we are able to handle it better. We're able to still keep our joy. We're able to still keep our peace. We're able to tap into the master. We're able to tap into the spiritual realm and gain what it is that we need to help us get through those things. And so we need to be careful of how we set ourselves up, you know, telling other people that they're not going to go through things. Yes, they're going to go through things, but they can endure, and that's what they need to know. So right before the show, I was just dealing with, you know, because I'm working on a couple of projects, and, you know, I've had to rearrange some things, and also one of the projects that I'm working on, the things are just not flowing the way I was hoping that it would flow. You know what I mean? You know, I'm trying to get something out that I spent time doing, and so I was trying to really, I've worked on it, I've prayed about it, and, you know, I really, once you pray about it, that's all you can do. Pray about it and move with the Lord. That's all you can do. But just for a brief moment, you know, I felt like a spirit of heaviness that sort of like came over me, nothing too deep. But it's like I had to remind myself that the joy of the Lord is my strength, and that is a fruit of the Spirit. I had to remind myself that weeping may endure for a moment, but joy for a night, but joy does come in the morning. I had to remind myself that I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And so when we have the fruit of the Spirit that dwells in us, my God, we can go back and we can just thank God for that. And when we go through those times of disappointment, and when we go through those times of discouragement, we have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit that dwells in us, that begins to spark those things up within us, that begins to give us that peace, that begins to give us that joy. And so it's an awesome thing that we have the fruit of the Spirit in us. Now, as we have the fruit of the Spirit in us, we need to display that to the people. sometimes, you know, we deal with people who are going to cause us to look at the fruit of the Spirit that's in ourselves. Because, you know, again, the times that we're living in, the situations that we're living in, the situations that we face, you know, in the economy, in our government, again, in our ministry, in society as well. If the fruit of the Spirit is not intact in us, it will cause us to begin to act fleshly. And with that said, right before, again, when we were about to start the show, and I was reading over the word, and the Lord took me to verse 17, where he started talking about the flesh and the lust of the flesh. And I said, God, why did you take me from, you know, why did we skip over that and jump all the way down to the fruit of the Spirit, the good stuff, the love, the joy, the peace? And he said, because, you know, so in this hour, so many people are focusing on the other scriptures, the adultery, the fornication, the uncleanliness. He wants a specific topic for that. He wants a specific segment for that, because there is something that he wants us to show in that. And so I said, God, what is that? And what the Lord said to me is that in order for us to deal with all this other stuff, we have to have that seed planted of the fruit of the Spirit, which is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith. In order for us to deal with all of that other stuff right before that, we have to have a spirit of meekness and temperance. That's what we have to have in us in order for us to deal with the flesh. So I said, thank you, God, for showing me that, because I thought I had missed it. I hadn't missed it. It's just that God wanted to show me something by starting with the fruit of the Spirit that should be dwelling in us, instead of going back with this, instead of going above that to deal with the fruit of the Spirit that deals with the lust. And so we will be tapping into that as this segment continues. So I want to encourage you guys, as we walk in love in this hour, remember that so many people are, leaving this earth. That's what God was showing me. People are leaving this earth, and they're not sure where they are going. And so God wants us to display his love. That means in spite of what you may have done to me, or in spite of how I may feel about a certain situation, I still have to love you. We still have to love people the way God loves us. When it comes, let's look at joy. Nobody can steal your joy. Nobody. Can steal your joy, because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So it doesn't matter what goes on. It doesn't matter who we're dealing with. And that right there, let's put a pin right there. So many of us are looking to be happy, you know what I mean? And we want to be happy, but then they forget about the joy. See, when you're happy, that's like an emotion type thing. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, we all want to be happy. We want to enjoy our life. But the thing of it is, when we just base our lives on being just happy, when we're having an off day, let's just say we're married or in a relationship or something, not just relationship, but ministry, business. If you're not happy that day, then we sort of take it out on other people because we're not having a really good day. But when we remember, when we base our life around the fruit of the Spirit, which is joy, it doesn't matter what comes our way. We can stand on that foundation. We can continue to say, yes, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I don't care how many times you have to say it to get through that day, to get through that situation. But when we just say, okay, well, I just want to be happy. But what about, you know, if you're in a marriage and your spouse is having a rough day, or you're having a rough day, and all of a sudden you don't seem too happy, you know, and it doesn't have to be the other person's fault. You know, it's not about pointing fingers. It doesn't have to be because of a certain thing, you know, that your spouse did, or a certain thing that you did. It may be kind of an off day. So you can't base your emotions, you can't base the fruit of the Spirit on your emotions. You can't let yourself operate out of emotions because if we do, what happens is the flesh begins to rise up, and then the God that's in us, you know, even God himself is wondering, okay, where's my child? I need her to come on back to reality and remind her, you know, and let her be reminded that what she's going through is not permanent, it's temporary, and remind her that I give her strength in her times of weakness, and remind her that, yes, the joy that I give is the joy that's complete. It's not based on how you're feeling that day, or how you woke up in a bad mood that day, and how you're having to deal with other people with attitudes, or better yet, dealing with our own self with attitude. And so we have to be mindful of that, not to just not to depend on being just happy. Let's go beyond that. I want to be more than happy. I want to enjoy my life. I want to love my life. I want to celebrate, you know, the joy of people having, you know, making advancing in the earth and growing and, you know, things like that. If we're moving in emotions, when we, you know, when we see people being advanced in the earth, you know, if we're having a bad day, we're like, oh, yeah, congratulations. They don't need that. That's not genuine because you're having a bad day. And so because you're having a bad day, your attitude is going to be bad. But when we're basing on the joy of the Lord, it doesn't matter, you know, how we woke up that morning or how we, you know, our day started or ended or the middle of the day, you know, when we start dealing with, you know, folks who ain't, you know, quite, you know, kind of got it together, you know, but not because of your doing, but because of their own doing, that's when that long-suffering comes in. When you put that long-suffering together along with that love and along with that peace and along with that joy, you can't do nothing but walk in the fruit of the Spirit, because the Holy Ghost is going to remind you of those things, that you have that fruit of the Spirit in you, and it begins to rise up in you, and you begin to operate the way God wants you to operate. And so listen, therefore, in this time, in this season that we're living in, if we find ourselves at that place where we have gave up on folks, you know, and we felt like we couldn't deal with them anymore, you know, and I'm not telling you to deal with foolishness because we don't have time for that. What I'm saying is when God tells you to continue to hold on and deal with those people and deal with that person, you know what I mean, or not just people, if you're going through some things in your finances, if you're going through some things in your ministry or the ministry that you're connected to, if you're going through some things health-wise, you know what I mean, we have to ask God to give us patience. Oh, God, give us patience, Lord God, so that we can deal with the situations in spite of the troubles, in spite of the circumstances. And so when we ask God for patience so that we can deal with certain things, you know, whether it's with us or somebody else, he'll give it to us. All we have to do is ask him. And so we never should take for granted the fruit of the Spirit. We should walk in the fruit of the Spirit daily, because it's a command of God. You know, it's a command of God to love. Anything that is not peaceful, God is not in it. And so let us not try to fool ourselves by bringing things together with our own thoughts and our own ideas and our own suggestions, because what happens is when we throw things together, whether it's in a family or a business or whatever the situation is, we don't have any peace at it because we know God is not pleased with it. And so we know that whenever there's a peace, that we know that God is there. Whenever there's chaos and confusion, you can best believe that God is not present and definitely not pleased. And so therefore, we need to make sure that we're always moving in the direction that the Holy Spirit is leading us to move to. And so I want to encourage you guys today. We only did love, joy, peace, and long-suffering. We're going to dive into that some more. I do apologize for the technical difficulties that we were having today, and I see that a lot of the people are not on the line. I don't even know if it's being recorded right now, but I'm just moving with God, and I'm sure that my sponsors, with her awesome self, she's an awesome woman of God, will go back and fix this. So we just thank God for the opportunity to still get it out there. And so I want to encourage you guys today, just hold on, continue to walk in the love, the joy, the peace, and the long-suffering. Yes, long-suffering. It is required not to deal with foolishness or nonsense. However, it is to long-suffering, when we go through that, guys, listen, it helps build up our character. Yes, our character. Never underestimate the move of God, especially with the things that we're facing and what we're going through. Never underestimate that, because our character, we have an opportunity to grow in our character when we experience different things in life. And so listen, as we close out today, I just want to thank you guys for joining in, whoever's on the line, whoever's going to listen. If we find out that this recording did not take place, we will go back and do this segment again, because we want to be obedient to the Lord. So I thank you guys for joining on the line. Father, we thank you for the time. We thank you, Father God, for the privilege to serve, God. We thank you that you are working on us, but as you are working on us, we are taking the initiative to do what you have called us to do so that we can grow, Father God. So we are taking, we thank you, God, that we are taking the right steps, the right measures, Father God, to be obedient to your word, God, as you continue to mature us and grow us in character and in integrity, Father God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that as the week continues, Lord God, that you cover your people with the spirit of peace. Oh, God, I pray, Father, that every need is met in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, God, for being an awesome God and loving us. Father God, if there's anything we have done that is not pleasing in your sight, God, we ask for forgiveness in this hour, Lord God. Turn our faces away from those things that is not pleasing to you, God. Purge us, God, of everything that is not of you so that we can walk in holiness, Father God, the way that is pleasing and acceptable in our sight. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You guys have a blessed week, and we thank you guys for joining us. Bye-bye.